The question was asked, is there a problem crossing one's fingers? So they quote from some Kabbalistic source that it's not a good idea. But firstly, Maaseh Rav. We know in many pictures Rav Eliashiv is seen doing this. So that's number one. Number two, the Gemara says that when there was a troubled time in the world, so when Rav would pray, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbat, Shadi Glime, he would remove Shadi. He'd throw off Glime, his honorable cloak, because it was a troubled time for Israel. So he'd, so to speak, remove his own cloak, his own honorable cloak. Ufachar Yodeh, what does it mean, Ufachar Yodeh? So Rashi tells us, it means Merser Belaz. What does Merser Belaz mean? So it's a French word, which the translators say means this, that when Rav would have troubled times that he was davening, he'd be doing this. So today, I don't know, I think Christians pray like this, no? I think so. So maybe we shouldn't be praying like this. But, like this they pray? Okay. Fine.
Rav here told me not to do it. I went like this, he's like, do this.
Yeah. So my wife's grandfather also told me that. But halachically, it's okay. It's like they tell you not to whistle. But it says in halacha, you're allowed to whistle. It's fine. So there were things that in Europe, they felt they represented the behavior of the not-Jewish people, like whistling. Okay. Today, I don't think anyone views it that way. And there's no problem. A person can whistle. A person can cross their fingers, meaning interlock their fingers. That's fine. Okay.